up before the dawn.
It's been a tough number of years for farming, especially the smaller farmers, finding it tougher and tougher to compete. 154 Michigan dairy farms called it quits last year alone. That's about three farms every week. Farms finding it tougher to hang on, that's for sure. And the market demands and the challenges we face, whether it's international trade, world events, tariffs from China, create more problems. Joining me to talk more about this, Shadrach Straley from Great Lakes News, who just wrote a long, in-depth article about this. Shad, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Good to have you here. So you did some research, and you found these dairy farms, and of course the weather now this spring, wet, miserable, hard for people to get crops into the ground, and dairy farmers need crops to feed their cows too. So a tough combination of weather issues challenging the farmers as well.
Indeed. The big problem is that, you know, think about your crops sort of as a sunk cost. You know, there's a good insurance infrastructure that a lot of these farms have to make sure that they can kind of bounce back in the event that they lose crops. And the governor as well as the national government have attempted to kind of help that. But it still means that you're putting money into the ground that you're getting absolutely zero from. So a lot of these smaller farms especially usually grow their own feed because it's more economically viable. The large farms don't necessarily have to. Usually they buy excess or buy some from neighboring states. In the small farms, though, in the event of bad weather like we had this spring and a potential cold snap that might come a little early this year, they're just putting money into the ground that they have no opportunity to harvest. So they have to purchase additional feed to feed their cows, or in the worst-case scenario, just purchase all of their feed to feed their cows. So that's just essentially buying all of your food twice.
And obviously, and so some, I've talked to different farmers. Some carry crop insurance. Others roll the dice. And if you roll the dice too often, sometimes it comes up snake eyes, doesn't it?
I know, indeed. And, you know, right now, especially considering that a lot of smaller farms especially have sort of maxed out their equity, maxed out their credit, they're trying very hard to hold on. You know, it's been five tough years. It's been a continuous downward spiral, if you will, kind of a perfect storm. Anything can tip the scales.
So tell us about this whole thing with the European Union changed their rules, which ended up flooding the world market with more dairy products, 5% higher, which is a lot of milk, according to somebody you talked to. Plus China not buying some of the products they used to. Plus the USMCA sits here unsigned, even though many farmers, especially agricultural and dairy farmers, believe that they would benefit greatly from the USMCA. All of these things are creating problems, mm-hmm. aren't they?
Yeah, I know. So 2014 was a really good year for milk, and so a lot of American farmers upped production. But sadly, in 2015, the European Union left a supply management system, which meant that they had caps, of course, more of a quota system on their production. So they started to produce like gangbusters. At the same time, they're making, depending on the European country, about 20 to 30% of their income through subsidies. So they were able to produce much, much more. Same year, Russia invades the Ukraine. They cut off their ties with the European Union for dairy production. China, which had previously been purchasing large quantities of milk, pushes back on their purchasing power. And so now there's all of this new milk from the European Union, and China as well as Russia aren't buying any of it. And American farmers are forced to produce more as the price drops, kind of a self-fulfilling cycle, where as they produce more, the price continues to drop. And because they don't have the subsidy strength that somebody in a European country would, they have no way to make any money. And so that combined with NAFTA creating a closed system in Canada with a lot of dairy fat produced stuff like skim milk powder specifically,
right,
makes it so that they have an economically advantageous position in North America. And at the end of the day, American farmers are just producing as much as they can to hold on. And as they continue to produce, the price continues to drop and they have nowhere to sell anything. And more recently, last week, it was announced that China has, you know, for the last 5 years, not been purchasing very much milk, and they just dropped their purchasing by 54% in the wave of the current trade war. So it's just bad news upon bad news right now.
It gets worse. And so, all right, so when you saw 154 dairy farms close their doors in 2018, no reason to believe that trend doesn't continue in 2019. Maybe it's even possibly a touch worse this year.
Yeah, no, all of the analysts I talked to said that it depends, honestly, when the first frost comes. You know, if it's early, then they said to expect something far, far worse. And if it's late, maybe comparable.
But if an early frost comes, and the, you know, earliest hard frost I ever saw came, the really hard frost came on October 4th here in southern Michigan. You know, the latest I've seen it comes about the 1st of November. So, yeah, that's a huge, you know, it's a month difference in how long your crop can stay in the field and possibly, hopefully, mature, right? Because that's the problem. So many farmers got in late that the corn and beans have to reach maturity. They need so many days in the field to get there and enough, as they say, heat units to get there. If they don't get them, then it's getting cooler already, man. Things are looking dicey.
Exactly. And, you know, that kind of weighs heavy on a lot of smaller farmers, as I'm sure you understand. There's an extreme amount of pressure on people trying to hold on to a family, you know, organization,
sure.
Try to, you know, survive off of the ground, and to see things slipping from their hands because of weather and international policy is terrifying.
Yeah. Talk about, well, you know, you talk about the stressful, and I see you've got, I'm looking at your article here, the Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval saying, more of us are affected either directly or by having a friend or family member in distress. It's stressful for the whole community. When a farmer is struggling to survive, they get depressed. It becomes very difficult for them and difficult for the people around them. So there's this emotional aspect to all of this that I don't think a lot of people consider.
No, yeah. I mean, it's a very, you know, they have very strong communities between different farmers, but it's sort of an isolated thing. You know, it's you and your farm. And it's can be kind of tough to wake up every single day with the chance that something beyond your control is going to ruin something that's been in your family for generations, or that you've spent all of your resources and time working on. More and more families are, you know, sending members to go work in the city or work in town to add a little bit of economic subsidy. Many are, you know, investing in agrotourism, bringing tourists from places like Ann Arbor to, you know, enjoy a quick vacation on a dairy farm to
sure.
Add a little extra, you know, economic boost to it. But they're finding it harder and harder just to survive based on the thing that they got into the business for or were born into the business for, and that's just raising dairy cows. And, you know, if your identity is in that and it's something that you've done for
your lifetime,
maybe not, it's
very difficult.
Losing that would be terrifying, absolutely terrifying.
Shadrach Straley from Great Lakes News. Great article. You can find out more at greatlakesnews.org. greatlakesnews.org. You can find Shad's writings on a variety of topics. Great article, though, Shad. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me on.
There you have it. Shadrach Straley again from Great Lakes News. Find out more at greatlakesnews.org. We're going to take a break, and then you're going to hear one of the dumbest things you've heard recently. I promise you this. Coming up right afterwards. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call. I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The